You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney pub owner Stephen Speed says staff are busy looking over new COVID safety plans involving vaccination certificate check-ins for a long-awaited reopening next month. He says most of his staff have already received their first vaccine and he is encouraging the public to do the same.
You know, most of them had their first jab and waiting for their second jab, so the timing's going to be quite close. So, you know, we'll have enough staff to come back in once we get that green light. We're getting a lot of people, you know, sending through on our social media and text messages and emails, you know, when do you think you're going to open? I mean, look, simple, get vaccinated. So once the message comes through that we can open, you're vaccinated, you'll be in.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the business sector can look forward to reopening in October when the state is expected to reach 70% double dose vaccination coverage.
My very strong message to the hospitality sector is dust off your COVID safety plans. Things will be reopening in October. And we thank everybody for their patience and what a frustrating time it's been. And let's hope that October reopening also means it's the last time we ever have a statewide lockdown, because it means in the future we'll be able to deal with any outbreaks on a very localised basis, given how much the vaccination rate is, how high the vaccination rate is throughout the state. And that's the whole purpose of getting high rates of vaccination. It protects us against having to shut down the state, which none of us ever want to see again.
But with a surge in cases and hospitalisations forecast for October, many are questioning plans to reopen. New South Wales recorded 1,220 cases of COVID and 8 deaths on Tuesday. 192 people are in intensive care and 75 require ventilation. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says almost all of the 8 people who died were unvaccinated and had underlying health conditions.
There have been significant underlying health conditions, often multiple comorbidities. So people might have cancers that make them immunosuppressed. They might be on immunosuppressive treatment. They might have existing lung disease. If they've got chronic obstructive lung disease, emphysema, those sort of diseases, diabetes puts you at increased risk.
Over 74% of residents have now had their first dose of a COVID vaccine and over 41% are fully vaccinated. Vaccination rates have increased in local government areas of concern. 85% of residents have received their first dose in Blacktown, 81% in Parramatta and 76% in Canterbury-Bankstown. Ms Berejiklian is reassuring the community that safety measures are in place for reopening.
Coincidentally, the worst time in hospitalisation is likely to be the time that we open up, but that shouldn't stop us from proceeding with what is a safe thing to do. We know that living with COVID is challenging for everybody around the world, but we have a very planned and safe approach, and we are confident that the people of New South Wales will welcome those freedoms they'll experience once we get to those high rates of vaccination.
Residents in regional and rural areas are being reminded to stay vigilant, considering at least 70 of the new cases have been recorded in those parts of the state. Auntie Pauline DeWeard, the Executive Director of Aboriginal Health for St Vincent's Hospital, is encouraging Indigenous Australians to get vaccinated.
Through my work at St Vincent's, I see what happens to people who get really sick with COVID who come into our hospital. I see the loneliness, I see the isolation. I don't want that, and I'm sure you don't want that either. I know what is being asked of us to do is sometimes hard. I also know that we want to come together and have the freedoms of what we have always enjoyed in coming together with mob. But right now, our mob need to survive this pandemic. Staying home and getting vaccinated is the way that we will get through this. It is how we will make sure that no one is missing when we have the opportunities to get together again.
Australia has surpassed the 21 million dose mark for coronavirus vaccines administered. The government says less than 1.4 million people are left to come forward to have a jab and achieve the 70% first vaccination goal. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the 1.7 million extra vaccine doses coming from Singapore and the United Kingdom will be distributed fairly.
We are expecting on Thursday night a further 450,000 doses, and on the weekend, by the end of the weekend, approximately 300,000 further doses from the UK, with the balance to be delivered at approximately 1 million a week over the coming weeks.
But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is questioning vaccine distribution across the country.
I signed up to a national plan to vaccinate our nation, not a national plan to vaccinate Sydney. We have seen hundreds of thousands of vaccines that should have come and should now be in the arms of Victorians going into Sydney, into GP practices and into New South Wales. There needs to be a reckoning where people, where additional doses come to Victoria. I'll leave the Premiers of Queensland and West Australia to speak for what they think should happen. But there's something like 340,000 doses that have not come to Victoria that ought to have. That would mean we were closer to 70%. It would mean we were closer to 80%. It would mean we were closer to ending these lockdowns.
Mr. Andrews says he accepts boosts of original doses were needed in Sydney, but says additional allocations have been sent without public announcements or communication. Victoria recorded 246 new COVID-19 cases, including 156 not linked to known sources. Over 61% of first vaccine doses have been administered in the state, with a 70% goal predicted to be reached by next week, ahead of schedule. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan agrees it's time for states to get their share of vaccine doses.
Now, we've done our bit. We'd like our share of Pfizer now in Western Australia. We want to have a boost in our supply of Pfizer to make up for what we provided to New South Wales willingly.
Meanwhile, a new vaccination hub will open in Queensland's capital, with over 34% of eligible Queenslanders now fully vaccinated. A new vaccination hub is opening at Brisbane Entertainment Centre tomorrow, with 1,500 bookings a day planned, expected to increase to 3,000 per day. In the ACT, 19 new coronavirus cases have been recorded, with 6 under investigation. The number of people in hospital stands at 8, with 1 remaining in intensive care on a ventilator. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.